Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right. Your phone calls are coming up on this live fifth day of January 2007, already into the third hour. You know, some immigrants are arrested six times, but the average was actually eight times before anything's done to them. There's also been a neocon attack on Somalia. A nuclear weapon almost exploded in Texas. That's United Press International and the Austin American Statesman. We'll tell you about that. The Democrats aren't really challenging the war. We'll break that down. I was finishing up with O'Reilly, but I mean, listen to the clip we were playing where he's attacking the World Can't Wait group. And he's saying, you have 50 members, you're nobody. This group alone has got millions in the streets. Then he says, the majority of Americans are for the war. What are the majority of Americans dumb? So number one, the majority of Americans aren't for the war. That's admitted. That's a lie, what he said. And on top of that, the majority, he's claiming, she's saying they're stupid when she didn't say that. So it just, there's more of it. Every trick in the book. It's mindless, but it works on a mindless public. Go ahead.
What's wrong with the majority of the American people? Are we all stupid?
Bill, everybody knows. No, the majority of the American people opposed George Bush. I don't think they're stupid.
Because they voted him in twice.
Everybody knows that people went to the
polls. Hit pause right there. The Supreme Court appointed George Bush in 2000, okay? And I was neutral at that time. I'm certainly not for Al Gore. The point is, that's not true. And there was clear election fraud that was stolen in 2004, no doubting that. Continue with O'Reilly.
People went to the polls in November, largely motivated by their opposition to this illegal war and opposition to George Bush. And if Congress will not respond to that, then we have an obligation to the people of the world and to the people of this country. Are we going to be the generation that's remembered as the people who sat back and allowed torture to be legalized?
What exactly is your obligation? To shout down people like Rahm Emanuel? He's a liberal Democrat.
Rahm Emanuel walked out of there. That was his choice to do. He has a platform all the time. That's beside the point.
So you think you have an obligation to shout him down? That is.
We have an obligation to bring the crime
right there. Absolutely. We need to go everywhere these criminals are and expose them on the open borders, the Federal Reserve, the illegal war, anything and everything that's bad for this country and that's unconstitutional. Absolutely. Declaration of Independence. When the government becomes destructive of those aims, it is our right and duty to overthrow it, not just go protest it, you twit. Absolutely, we need guerrilla information war to get around your psyops, you Pentagon employee. Back to it.
Crimes of this administration to a halt.
Okay, but that's not going to happen because most
Americans...
It's
not going to happen unless people stand up and speak.
It's not going to happen ever because they don't agree with you.
No, they
don't think you're correct. And if they did, then you would have millions of people.
A war of aggression by Nuremberg standards.
Opinion.
No, by Nuremberg
that's
standards. There's no legitimate cause of self-defense. That's a war of aggression. That's a war crime of the
right.
highest order. That's
so
an
let me
objective
just recap.
Fact.
Let me just recap. You believe that your group, as small as it is, has a right to shout down Congress.
You're
people.
Saying that torture should be allowed to go on just because,
anything
just
of
because
the sort.
George Bush and the
okay.
Congress don't want to challenge it. I'm saying that's unconscionable, Bill.
Okay. You know, if the country were the way that you portray it, you would be in Guantanamo Bay
14,000 people.
Okay. If the country were the way you are portraying
Bill,
it, you'd
George
be hanging
Bush
up on a hook somewhere.
Proclaimed for himself the right to detain anybody without charges, without a lawyer,
Ms.
without
Taylor,
even knowing what charges are against them.
Ms. Taylor,
this is a cornerstone of the rule of law.
According to you, all of our congresspeople
are
corrupt.
Complicit. They're
yes,
complicit.
All of them. They're all complicit.
All right.
They're all corrupt.
Yeah, most of them are. Notice he said she'd be hanging up on a meat hook. Like that's how they do things in the third world when our government funds all the big death squads. And they are arresting people all over this country for their political views and what they say and do. And they do have the Pentagon spying on peace groups. But, I mean, just the incredible lie that they've got 50 members and the majority of Americans are pro-war and pro-Bush. Oh, I mean, it's just, it's base. It's base. All right, we'll talk to one of their damaged goods individuals on the other side. We'll talk to one of their minions.
It's
this year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Well, a nuclear weapon almost went off in Texas. If it would have, they would have blamed it on LCIADA and taken more of your freedoms. Maintown makes it illegal to smoke in cars. U.S. sub collides with a Japanese ship. A lot's coming up, but first we'll go to Troy, Don Wolf, Joe Don, and many others. Speaking of the devil, let's go ahead and go to Troy from wherever he's calling in from. Troy, it's always nice to talk to you. Go ahead.
West Virginia. Hey, when are you going to quit running your mouth and start actually doing something for real, you and your listeners? All you do is talk, talk, talk. When are y'all going to start taking some action? What, I mean, you think you're going to defeat the likes of me? You're never going to defeat me.
And what is the likes of you? Please describe
yourself. Neocons.
You're a neocon.
As far as I'm concerned, yeah.
What do you stand for? Tell us, Troy.
Whatever I stand against, everything you stand for, basically. I'm the opposite of you.
So you stand against the Bill of Rights in America, then?
Yeah, okay. The Bill of Rights. I don't spend 1 second of my life worrying about the Bill of Rights. I'm free to do what I want to do. I've said it before.
Yeah. Yeah, you're free until
yes, I am free to do what I want to do. Nothing's changed.
That's because you're a low-level peon.
No, I'm not. Your listeners are the low-level peons. They're the ones that average $10,000 a year income. When are you people going to start doing something?
So you think it's good? So the government doesn't take people's farms and ranches in scams? And if they do, they deserve it, is what you're saying.
I'm not saying anything of the sort. I'm just saying, when are you people going to do something instead of running your all's mouths?
Well, we do a whole hell of a lot.
Yeah, you make little goofy movies, and you have your little symposiums with 80 people. What did he do?
Well, if you want to really get technical,
I
had a symposium with 1,200 people, and we had to turn away another 2,000 or so.
Yeah, you had Jim Fetzer on the stage. I bought Terror Storm, actually. I saw a little symposium at the end of it. Jim Fetzer, he's a real good one to have on your staff there, buddy.
Yeah, he's interesting, isn't he?
Yeah. Laser beams, that's real interesting.
Yeah. Well, you
and
got...
Why would you have Morgan Reynolds in your movie? You got that doesn't think planes hit...
Hey, let me ask you a question. You're tuning into the show on a daily basis and calling into most of the other shows.
I've kind of laid off a bit.
Do you do that when you're at work?
Because I sit at a desk.
You sit at a desk listening to my show and every other show.
I listen to you and Jack Blood.
I've heard you call into a bunch of other shows.
It would have been during the day.
You know, you called into my Sunday show 2 weeks ago, I said, is there a North American Union? Is Lou Dobbs a kook? And you said, there's no North American Union, and Lou Dobbs is a kook.
I just say Lou Dobbs.
Hold on. Yeah, you did. Yes, you did. Well, hold on just a second, Troy. Is there a North American Union?
No.
Put him on hold. Here's Lou Dobbs last night.
Tonight, a proposal for an expanded so-called free trade zone from Alaska to the tip of South America. It's a plan from the business elites, the political elites, that will cost more American jobs, cost American sovereignty, but it would fulfill the president's father's vision. Bill Tucker reports.
It's not a new idea. President Bush talked about it back in 1991.
It is a big idea, a new world order, where diverse nations are drawn together in common cause.
Now former United States Trade Ambassador Robert Zoellick is talking about it again with renewed vigor. This time a new world order with business at the helm of trade and economic policy. Advocating what he calls...
Now we're having our laws harmonized, our federal agencies merged, our Social Security merged. Our government is working with the Mexican government to give satellite navigation systems to 200,000 illegals to cross. And I talked to you 2 weeks ago, Troy, or whatever your name is, and you said that there wasn't a North American Union. Are you still saying that?
As far as I'm concerned, there ain't. And the thing is, if I never listened to you, I wouldn't even know what the North American Union even meant. I could probably ask the next 50 people if I go up to the street and flag down the next 50 cars and ask them, you know what the North American Union is? They'd have no idea what I'm even
talking
about.
Well, I bet if you flagged 100 people, 100 of them wouldn't know what a comprehensive annual financial report is.
Probably not.
I mean, I would doubt that maybe 1 out of 50 know what the theory of and the study of quantum mechanics is. Just because you don't know doesn't mean it's not important. Like I bet you think I'm lying when I get up here on air and I say that every county, city, and water and every government institution runs giant surpluses in a second set of books.
I don't disagree with everything you say. See, you could be good at what you do, but you just went off the deep end sometime in your life.
Oh, yeah, I went off the deep end.
Well, yeah, I mean, because the whole 9/11 thing, anything you say after that, I can't really believe too much of what you
say. Let me ask you this, Troy. Do you think I'm making it up that DynCorp and Halliburton run child kidnapping rings?
I don't believe that, no.
Okay, how long do you think they would let me do that on air without suing me if it wasn't true? I mean, I'm on actual commercial AM and FM stations, a growing list of them. Okay, they let me get on national talk shows, on 200, 300, 500 stations. They let me get on national TV, because it's well known that I talk about real things, and I back up what I'm talking about. And just because you haven't heard about it in your hillbilly circles doesn't mean it doesn't exist, Troy.
Okay.
And I shouldn't knock hillbillies. They're actually more wise than most people you run into. But you're certainly not a hillbilly. You're kind of caught between a hillbilly and a West Virginia city slicker, aren't you?
Nope. I grew up in Charleston. I grew up in the city. I'm far from a hillbilly.
I'm trying. Well, you're hillbilly stock, aren't you?
I'm what?
I'm sorry. Listen, man, there's nothing wrong with hill people. I'm just teasing the old cliche. I need to play banjo deliverance music. Hey, man, listen to me. I'm from Texas. I'm a hillbilly.
That's fine.
That's fine with you. I mean, what is it specifically that I'm lying about here, Troy? I mean, did you just hear O'Reilly saying the world can't wait, has 50 members?
I thought he was talking about he has 50 members at that particular...
No, he said, your group's got 50 members, you're nothing. He knew exactly what he meant. He said, the majority of Americans are for the war. Now, certainly, unless you're hiding under a rock somewhere, you know, Troy, the majority of Americans are against the war.
I agree with that.
Okay, well, then why was O'Reilly repeatedly saying they weren't?
I didn't catch that. I think you took the whole conversation out of context. He's talking about the 8%. He's talking about the far-left loons.
Oh, yeah, the far-left loons.
There's 8%.
Well, thank God for them. I appreciate your call, Troy. Thank God that they're not like the mainline scumbag Democrats who are just, well, we need to go ahead and continue the war now. At least we're running it. I like Hillary. I mean, give me a break. Why don't you just get past far-left loon, far-right loon, and just become an American? And you did say 2 weeks ago there's no North American Union. You said it again today. And you're living in a dream world. Don in Texas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How you doing?
Good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, one of the things I was thinking about is that they're constantly being referred to, you know, the powerful people as the elite. They're not elite. That designation or semantics makes a lot of people feel like, well, they're superior.
Well, no. I mean, if you say measured the size of detritus in a latrine as the bigger pieces being elite, there would be elite pieces in there.
Well, the Palestinians, for instance, are in, you might say, a barbed wire concentration camp.
They really are, but they should learn to accept it and die because they're evil. The TV said so.
The patriotic Americans are being herded into the idea of being, if they're Anglo-Saxon, blonde-haired, blue-eyed, militia people. It's like they always talk about, they go out there and bomb the militias, the suspected militias and suspected dissidents in the Arab countries. The American people feel like, well, this is wonderful. We don't mind murdering peaceful shepherds and...
Well, actually, the American people are not for that. So you buy into O'Reilly saying the majority...
He's a disgusting creep.
Let me stop you. What I'm saying is, sir, the majority do not. Okay? The majority don't want toll roads on existing roads. The majority don't want open borders. The majority don't want the war. They sit up on TV and say the majority does.
Well, you mind me tell you how they do that? Extortion and fear is what makes a lot of people be fearful of even saying anything. It's like if you're in a big corporation or a big factory, you don't want to do any murmuring or any talking.
That's why companies fire people that talk about 9/11 being an inside job. Universities do. They want to make an example. They're intimidating us. And if people like being serfs on a plantation, being intimidated and being run by a gang boss, then enjoy your slavery. Just don't say you're free. Don't say you're Americans. And don't festoon yourself with American flags.
Well, the idea of the India caste system or the English, the stratified community there, they had that in Germany, they had that in Mexico, you're the upper crust or you're the peon, it's done by fear and intimidation, and that's what's happening there. People are afraid to even speak out or think, and the last thing you want is any violence. No violence at all, because then that would be a trigger for them to come in and say, look, these are all...
No, I agree. No offensive violence. We should all defend ourselves. It's our God-given right. But that's why they blow up buildings and stage events and then try to blame it on patriot groups, is because they want to make it a violent game. We need to expose them as the violent pieces of trash they are. We need to just say no to their system. And literally put ourselves against the machinery. Let me tell you something, Don. I want you to know we're winning, okay? People are waking up in droves. The New World Order is in crisis. That's why they tried to put the Democrats in, and then now they've got them trying to sell us on staying in the war. That's not working. Everybody I know in the left is waking up and not being in the left anymore. They're out buying guns. They're out hating the New World Order. They're out getting it. I talked to the illegal aliens. You can even wake them up. The conservatives are waking up. There's still a hardcore of them, though, that think gun control and open borders and world government is conservative. And it's not. We'll be right back. Stay with me.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22 ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that at the 29 Palms Marine Base located in California, a questionnaire was given to Marines stationed there? It discussed the United States military under UN command. Would the Marines accept this? The final statement to be answered, yes or no, was, I would fire upon American citizens who refuse or resist confiscation of firearms banned by the United States government. Is this what Americans want? Forced confiscation of guns? We'd like to help you understand how these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill. I'm going there right now.
Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. Waging war on the New World Order. Huge news blitz coming up. Let's move fast to your calls. Wolf in Utah, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. How's it going?
Good, sir.
Listen, first of all, I wanted to say amen to you and Ms. Taylor. And also, I wish Lieutenant Watata's father was still with you so he could hear me say, I hope he's listening, how proud I am and millions of Americans are of his true patriot, true hero son.
Yeah, it was great, wasn't it? I mean, we're really glad people are standing up against this evil war.
Amen. You're so right. And that guy, Troy, he makes me crack up. But you know what? I think you're starting to wake him up. Don't you get that impression?
I don't know, man. I can't get that guy's number. He's like, I just think you went off the deep end a little too much. The whole society went off the deep end.
Yep.
I mean, the stuff that's happening is crazy. I can't blame people not believing it's happening, but when the evidence is there, get out of denial.
Amen. You're so right.
All right, good to hear from you, Wolf. I appreciate you holding. Joe, where are you calling from today?
Pittsburgh.
Hello.
How you doing, Wolfpack Leader Jones?
How you doing?
All right, well, yeah, first of all, about Troy, yeah, he is definitely good for a chuckle. He kind of puts a voice to, you know, the invincible ignorance of the population.
That's a good term, invincible ignorance.
Yeah, I think I've heard you say that or somebody else.
Yeah, no, I've used it.
It's a good one. My question for you today was about contrails, okay? And I know how everybody knows how the government is.
Well, all I know is until 1996, trails disappeared in seconds. Now they stay there for hours sometimes, and the government now in textbooks says it's part of some program to keep us safe. So who knows what it is?
Well,
I'm sure it's good for us, though. Our government would only do good, so I trust them.
I'd like to advance my theory about them. I think they serve two purposes. First of all, I think there's a...
It's a multivitamin spray.
Yeah, something to that effect. There's a biological effect to it, because I believe that there's a biological effect to it, but more than that, do you see any correlation between the higher temperatures that are going on in the country now with that?
Well, I know this. NASA has reported that the world is 20% darker than it was 10 years ago. And now all satellite photos show these trails everywhere, and photos previous to 1995, 96 do not. And it is altering the atmosphere, and it is holding in heat. And now in government textbooks, they say they're giving us a, quote, sunscreen, screening the Earth. Something weird's going on, and we've had guests on about the subject, and it's weird.
I mean, it scares me, because I know how the government...
Don't be scared. They helped those black men with syphilis, didn't they? And they helped all those atomic soldiers and children. And this is a nice government that radiated American children to test radiation on them. These are good people.
I cannot go out of my house on most days. It's at least every other day. I see lines of these planes going through the air, parallel to each other. And they're just putting something up there that doesn't disappear. And I remember when I was a kid with my mother, looking up at the sky in the summer and seeing those planes. We used to call them sky riders because they rode in the sky, but the trail always disappeared. I remember specifically.
Well, I mean, listen, a few weeks ago it was a holiday, so they were taking a break, and I was out at the park with some people that work with me. So let's go take a break and go to the park for an hour. So we're out there eating lunch, and the jets were flying by, and they were leaving a trail that disappeared in 30 seconds. And I said, oh, that's the old-fashioned type.
Yeah,
now they're lower than ice crystals can even form. I mean, they'll have chemtrails at 4,000 feet, these aerosols, and it's horrible. There's all sorts of freakish stuff going on, man. I mean, that's the point. You've got a shadow government with almost as much funds as the public government. Lord knows what they're doing. I appreciate your call. I hear you. It's crazy. Let's talk to Don in Nebraska. Don, you're on the air.
Alex, great job. You are a great American.
Well, I'm just doing my duty, my friend.
That's great. Somebody's got to do it. You stepped up. You did it. I'm awake. I took the red pill. I'm waking up everybody else. I got for Christmas a DVD burner and the Freedom Fascism and the Terror Storm combo. And I spread out. I've woken up three other people already.
Good. I mean, well, look, we need to aggressively be getting the word out.
Oh, I'm making more copies.
You notice how the operatives like to poo-poo us making copies of videos?
Oh, yeah.
They like to say it's ineffective. You'll see how ineffective it is down there at CENTCOM when we defend America from you terrorists who've been bought up by the private foreign banks. Stay there, Don. I'll let you finish up on the other side. You're going to find out how effective we are, traitors. We're coming for you, you traitors.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems? Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Pure Soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
We at The Bible Says want to alert the world to the topic of the Mark of the Beast. Soon it will be upon us as an overwhelming surprise. The world is pressing toward a forced one-world religion. The real issue behind this is the union of church and state, nullifying our First Amendment. Americans will have to give up their peculiar beliefs and accept what the new world religious leaders prescribe. In 2005, President Bush signed the Real ID Act, which goes into effect May 11, 2008. Many people believe that this will be the mark of the beast because of the restrictive measures included, which seems to parallel the no buying and selling of Revelations 13:17. In Revelations 14:9, speaking of the mark of the beast, it says, "If any man worship the beast, take notice." It says, "Worship the beast." This issue is about worship, not economics. For a better understanding of this very important topic and to receive your three free books and a free DVD, call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715.
The statistics are heart-wrenching. According to the CWC, of the 43 million people who have served in the major wars, from the Revolutionary War to the Gulf War, 3 million never made it home alive. Most likely, each one of us can say we either knew someone who served or know a brave soul who is currently serving our country. Now there is a unique way to pay tribute to the courageous men and women who spend their lives protecting our freedom and to those who have lost their lives doing so. Davis Products is offering high-quality, solid-cast aluminum memorial markers for your American flag. Each memorial marker is specifically designed to represent one of 15 wars. All markers include a 3/8-inch pointed and threaded aluminum rod, painted and highlighted for an appearance that is unforgettable. What better way to pay homage to our enlisted loved ones? Davis Products memorial markers are only $9 a piece and can be ordered by calling 814-827-4946. That's 814-827-4946. Or visit davis-products.com. That's davis-products.com.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Continuing with your phone calls. When I talk about traitors, this is not our government. It's been bought and paid for by foreign interests. They use us for whatever wishes they want while they dismantle our country's sovereignty. That is treason. The North American Union is treason by any yardstick. Okay, Bush is guilty of high treason, period. For signing the North American Union in March of 2005. Period. End of discussion. And you can't just debate these issues, you know, separately. Well, I say the war is good because Islamo-fascists all want to kill us. You saw what happened on 9/11. Yeah, we saw the feds carry out the attacks, and we have seen them use it to take our liberties and freedoms while destroying our country and our Bill of Rights. I mean, they're attempting to eat an elephant. Now, it's a hard job, but they're getting a lot of it done. All right, going back to Don in Nebraska. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, I just want to touch on that, something. How far your message is reaching the part of the mainstream media? Once in a while, I'll tune into Savage and just realize how much of an idiot he actually is. But you've been talking about them dismantling Iraq and, you know, cutting...
Well, his real name is Weiner, and he wrote... He wrote love story novels about men lavishing each other. So that's your, he's a beatnik ball of scum. But,
oh, I know that.
Sorry, go ahead.
That shyster. But,
I mean,
anyway.
That's why he's a neocon. I mean, you've got to be into that to be one, really. Sorry,
yeah,
go ahead.
But, lo and behold, what you've been talking about for the past year, cutting up Iraq and dividing up among the oil companies and the barons, he has started spouting off about that now, too.
But is he saying it's a good thing?
No, he's saying it's a bad thing. He's jumping on the Alex Jones bandwagon now.
I wonder if he'll start writing novels again about laying on the beach with other men in Tahiti lavishing.
Maybe not Tahiti, but maybe part of Mexico, Corpus Christi, or, you know.
Well, I mean, my whole thing is if that's his business, that's fine. I just don't get how all these guys act like they're conservative. And I just don't know if their listeners know who they really are, that's all.
No, they don't. And I've read all the information about who he really is and what he really stands for. Yeah.
Well, have you looked into him? I mean, this guy's quite a stinker.
Oh, really? I haven't really looked into him a whole lot, but
well, I mean, you know, he's he's something else, man. He's something else. Listen, I appreciate your call. And I mean, I haven't listened to Savage probably in about a year. That's how busy I am. But he comes on around here in the afternoon. I ought to tune into it. And I'm not kidding. Every time I tune in for a few months straight, I tune in every few days. When I turned the radio on, he was always saying it. So it must be like that's all he says. Or maybe I was just unlucky enough to always tune in when I had to hear it. About how we need to put everybody in FEMA camps that disagrees with the government. And everybody needs to go to concentration camps. And there's going to be another terror attack, and then we're all going to go to concentration camps, and that we shouldn't have to feed the people in concentration camps, so they should be slave camps where we have to work, and that anyone who disagrees with the war is aiding Al-Qaeda and is a terrorist, and just on and on and on and on and on and on and on. And then Bush is fighting the New World Order by fighting the Muslims. Bush's daddy announced the New World Order. I mean, it's just, I mean, you tune into that stuff, and I'll never forget him going, you just watch. There's going to be another terror attack, and when there is, we're arresting all of you. I mean, they know. People like him know what the game plan is. Their bosses will stage another attack, and then they think they're going to get away with it. I assure them, when they end up losing, they're going to have to pay the piper. You will pay the piper when we win. We are going to indict the propagandists. We're going to go in and get the federal records of the hundreds of thousands of media people that have been on the payroll. And every single one of them is going to go before a jury of their peers. And quite a few of you that are on government payroll are going to spend a long time in federal prison. Okay, you need to know that. And if your bosses are able to carry out mass arrests and exterminations, which they're probably going to be able to do until we finally whoop them, then you're going to be held accountable for calling for it, and you're going to be in there in the war crimes trials. And you can beg and you can plead, but when you're found guilty of murder, you're going to go to the gallows. So you need to understand that. You're going to be held accountable. All right. Let's go ahead and talk to Guy in California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes, hello.
Gary, sorry. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hi.
God bless you. I just want to say that.
Thank
right
you.
Off the get.
God bless you. What's on your mind?
Several things. You know, I would say recently, you know, listening to a lot of what you had to say and being kind of a skeptic and a person that sort of wants to connect the dots for myself. And I have to tell you, my friend, that, you know, it sounds fantastic, but a lot of, in fact, most of everything what you say, I cannot refute as much as I tried to find contrary evidence.
And please, when you find it, let me know. Because
well,
I don't want to work this hard. I don't want to do this. I don't want to risk my life.
Well, let me tell you, what's on the Internet, and I think people are not using it for the tool that it really is, there's another Alex, and I have to say that you're the one that started me on this journey, and I call it the journey down the rabbit hole.
Everything's a lie on the internet. All you can believe is Bill O'Reilly.
No, in fact, I realize the only way you can get the true dissemination of the truth is now you have to rely on the internet because the media is completely controlled.
Well, people get confused. They have mainstream media all the time telling the truth. They're not all controlled, but it's regionalized. We take the regionalized news, and then we nationalize it and globalize it, so you're able to see a pattern, and we go get legislation, and we write articles, and we make a claim. And I found alternative researchers, if they're good, are neurotic about every claim we make, we point out.
Well, that's what we do,
and that's why we've been successful.
Let me say this, Alex. Some of the things like, you know, real legitimate sources, Carl Bernstein has said that over 400 mainstream media is controlled by the CIA, and he lists names, and it's right on Wikipedia. So that's quite interesting. And the other thing is, and you've mentioned this, and it really kind of caused me to think, is the dumbing down of America. And I don't know if it was your show or one like it where they recently asked 70% of high school graduates who the vice president was, and they could not answer it correctly. Now, I tested this theory myself the other night. I drove through a fast food restaurant, and a kid about 19 working behind the window, and I just said, "Do you mind if I ask you a question?" And he said, "Sure." And I said, "Who is the vice president?" And do you know he could not tell me? Now, this is pretty scary stuff.
It was done by design, every bit of it.
Now, I blog quite a bit, and I've been posting because your videos are all available on YouTube, all of them. Bohemian Grove, all of that. Your great interview with that Nazi guy, Gergen. That was classic. Now, I post that stuff, and people will refute what they see with their own eyes. It's amazing how much I get attacked.
Dick Cheney didn't say he was a member of the CFR.
Well, let me tell you. I don't understand why a guy like Richard Pearl, a non-government official, unelected, would have a private office in the Pentagon. That's because he's
a foreign Mossad agent, and so they're first class citizens here in the U.S. Listen, I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you, man. Glad to have you on board. Let's go to Skip in California. Skip, you're on the air.
Hey, I just have a couple of quick points. One is a possible show suggestion. Do you think you'd be willing to do a broadcast just for those people in the government that listen to your show and basically tell them, hey, don't you realize everything they're going to do to us, they're going to do to you? And then just have a bunch of examples of people like Saddam, who was a CIA operative, and in the end, he got what he deserved. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, well, there's not, most people in the government now know the truth. See, that's the thing. But there are people out there who are just weak-minded, and they don't listen to radio, or they listen to Limbaugh, or maybe they watch a little O'Reilly, but for the rest of the time, they're out at the country bar getting drunk. So, I mean, to them, again, they're that group of 70% that don't know who the vice president is. And it's scary, but, I mean, really, we have to get to the point where we realize it is a minority that rules us, and a minority of brainwashed idiots that enforce for them. And so, I think it is important to speak to people in government. But most people in government are awake. They're just compartmentalized and powerless, like everybody else. That is powerless in the system. We do have power, though, to continue to wake up those that aren't fully awake, to continue to educate those further that are educated, and to aggressively move forward. And people know something's wrong. They don't know how bad it really is. You know, I'm here to get people to realize that it's not just good old boy corruption and it's not just George Bush. It is a predatory system where evil and wickedness and ruthlessness is honored. They try to one-up each other. They see it as an attribute. They are a cancer, folks. The world has cancer. And I'm trying to get us just to admit we have it so we can cut it out. Anything else?
Yeah, I just wanted to comment on everyone's favorite caller, Troy. I think there's only one reason that he can debate you and deny what you're saying, because he doesn't do any investigation. And when he doesn't see for himself or try to do the research, the information hasn't been presented to him, and that's why he denies it. But everyone that I've talked to about this that says I'm a conspiracy theorist, I get them to watch Freedom to Fascism, they don't debate it. Then I get them to watch Terrorstorm, and I think a lot of people in the end have to agree with what I'm saying. But if anything, some people just get afraid at that point in time, and they don't want to know anymore, and it's kind of like...
But that's okay. Listen, most people have always been cowards, jellyfish, furniture. Most people aren't involved in history. They live their lives. They don't affect anything. They don't ever really live, and they die. No one remembers them. They never really lived. They're furniture. It's 5% on our side and 5% on the evil side that are going to decide the contest, the battle royal. And we've got our force, and we're growing our force, and we're going to defeat them, and they know it. I appreciate your call. They've tried their best to wreck our society and use high-tech weapons on us and poison the water and everything else. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. They're going to fail. We are taking this country back. We are defending the republic. We are going to shut down the borders. We're going to deport the illegal aliens. We're going to kick out the Federal Reserve. We're going to arrest the traitors. We have to start believing that. Speaking of videos, I've done 2 hours and 46 minutes and haven't plugged them yet. We have America Freedom to Fascism in stock. When you get it for $19.95, you can get Terror Storm for $9.95. Even if you already have one of the films, take advantage of that discount and give one of them as a gift or show it to your friends and family. I mean, it comes down to you doing what you just said you were doing there, Skip, is you're out there and you've woken up a bunch of people and then some you can't wake up. That's okay. You know, not everybody is going to fight this thing with us. Not everybody hasn't. Most people don't even have the respect for themselves. They're insecure walking into a building, you know, and people looking at them. So they sure don't see themselves as a leader standing up against something scary. You know, most men are cowards. That's why they take on the facsimiles of bravery. The sports cap, the sports shirt, the sticking the chest out, the bulging of the eyes, the swaggering. That's not courage, men. That is a imitation of it. And you need to understand that. And most women don't know what it is to be a woman. It's to be a provider, a lover, a helper, a creator, not someone tarting about. As much as I like the way women tarting about look, it's still not good for society. The point is that you can't go into a game not intending to win. Okay, and I'm telling you, folks, we can win this. Okay, we're faster, we outweigh the enemy, we're smarter, we're quicker. You just got to realize it. I mean, they're scared to death right now. They realize the sleeping giant's starting to wake up, and we're going to take them down. The alternative is total slavery and dehumanization, a Matrix-like Brave New World. I'm not going to be part of that. Speaking of my videos, all of my films in super high bandwidth down to low bandwidth are on PrisonPlanet.tv. We've got a special running until the 14th of this month, the New Year's special, and it's over until next holiday season. You can get almost half a year free by signing up at PrisonPlanet.tv today. You sign up for a year, you pay for 6 months. What? You get 5.3 months free. You pay for a little more than 6 months, and you get 5+ months free. Or go get a trial membership, $5.95, prisonplanet.tv. And see it as a donation to us. People are always wanting to contribute and support. You contribute and support by buying Terror Storm, Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change Second Edition, my new police, my original 7 films are now re-released, all of them on DVD, now brand new. Re-release the Police State Trilogy on DVD. You save 45% off when you get that. But go to PrisonPlanet.tv. PrisonPlanet.tv. And get a membership. Or if you had one and used it but don't use it anymore, re-up it. Use it again. It's an incredible activist tool. All 15 of my films, my book, Paul Watson's book, my weekly TV reports, we've put up 3 reports in the last week, specially produced reports. We've got 2 more coming up. One about occult symbolism in England and in Texas and other areas. A big black pentagram they've got out at the Texas Capitol. We go into that. Another big report that's coming out. I mean, just a bunch of amazing stuff on PrisonPlanet.tv. And your membership makes what we do possible. So this is a call for support. And I'd rather plug it once a day and then have you really support it than just sit here and beat you over the head with it. If you believe in what we're doing, you need to support us. And because I don't want to be associated with the scallywags and the shysters and the rest of them, I don't sit here and ask for donations, you know, and sit here and plead and scrabble around and do all of that. We just ask you to support us because we think we're doing good work. We've made some good films. We carry other good books and videos. So you're not just supporting us, you're supporting them. We're here. Support our materials. You can go up to PrisonPlanet.tv and burn everything we've done to disk. It is an insanely good activist tool. It is an armory to arm you to go out and smash the enemy. They're scared. They're telling you you don't have power. Ha, ha, ha. Make copies of videos. Ha, ha, ha. They're doing that hoping you'll quit. Aggressively make copies. Aggressively savage the enemy.
Here, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Government wants excuses to get you in their system to then make you a slave and feed off your labor. That's why they want to get you in the system. And AP reports that in Bangor, City Council approved a measure Monday to prohibit people from smoking in vehicles when children are present, which sounds all reasonable, but it's a new way to get you in their clutches. Or I thought I saw you smoking. It never ends with these people. U.S. sub collides with a Japanese ship. That's really not that important. I don't know why I'm even covering that. You know, it reports that the average illegal alien has been arrested six times They just re-release them, but not with citizens. Again, these are all incentives to get them here and to keep them here. Continuing here, UPI, as well as the Austin American Statesman, reported that a watchdog group charges a nuclear warhead nearly exploded in Texas when it was being dismantled at the government's Pantex facility near Amarillo. The project on government oversight says it has been told by knowledgeable experts that the warhead nearly detonated in 2005 because, we just learned about this, of an unsafe amount of pressure was applied while it was being dismantled. The Austin American Statesman reports the U.S. Department of Energy fined the plant's operator $110,000 last month. An investigator for Project on Government Oversight says the weapon involved was a W-56 warhead, 100 times the destructive power of the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima. Of course, it was a plant full of these. Of course, the average people around here don't even know that stuff's everywhere. Like, there's two nuclear plants in Austin. You tell the average person, they go, what's a nuclear plant? But they know who Jack Bauer is, and the torturing children's good. The watchdog group says the problem was caused in part by technicians of the plant being required to work up to 72 hours each week. And they released an anonymous letter reportedly sent by Pentax employees warning that long hours and efforts to increase output were causing dangerous conditions at the plant. It's because they made 20,000 of the things. We're out of time. I want to take one call here. I think we have time to go to Flores in Oregon. You're on the air. Thank you for holding. Welcome.
Thank you very much for letting me speak. I heard one of the most stunning announcements from Captain Joyce Riley, one of the head spokesmen for the Gulf War.
Yeah, I know who she is.
Well, this is stunning. According to her, the government and the U.S. Navy has started using cow's blood for transfusion.
Oh, yeah, that was in the news last year that they illegally are doing experiments. They test every experimental drug, blood, vaccines on them.
Yeah, well, they're
they hate their guts. They want to kill the troops.
They want to give this unannounced to little children and adults up to 70.
Well, that's right. They said test it on the American people, too.
Yeah.
What's wrong with having them experiment on you? It's freedom.
Yeah.
You're not with Al-Qaeda, are you?
No, I'm not.
What's wrong with them irradiating our food and DU blowing all in the air and open borders and leprosy spreading everywhere and tuberculosis? It's nutritious. Mercury's good for you.
Everyone.
Pardon me?
This covers everyone.
Oh, I know. It's freedom. And hell, they're reading our mail now.
Oh, I know. They've been reading my mail for 10 years.
It's freedom.
And my email.
It's freedom.
And tapping my phone.
Freedom.
I know. Well, anyway, you have that horrible announcement. And I know very well, if Captain Joyce Riley would say it, she's got it documented.
Well, no, it was in the front page of the newspapers about a month ago.
She wouldn't care. I honest to God, I don't know. 7 million Jews were afraid, and look where it got them.
Yeah, well, we're out of time. I appreciate your call. I mean, you know, the government loves you, everybody. Just trust them. Don't listen to me. Everything's all right. There's going to be amnesty soon. That'll fix everything. They're introducing the legislation again right now, and this time it's going to pass. Hate crimes laws, banning free speech, everything. That's good. That's what America's about. That's what it's about. It's about checkpoints and cops in black masks ordering you around. That's why George Washington fought. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.